Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only, exclusions apply. ebaymotors.com.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
What's up, you guys? Sean Rossap. It's January 15th. It's the Fightful Post SmackDown podcast. We got Jeremy Lambert here, who took forever getting ready for this show, yeah. Fixing his hair.
And do you want to tell everybody while we're running late tonight, Sean? And tell everybody.
Because you were fixing your hair. It definitely wasn't me.
I was never fixing my hair.
Oh, I messed it up. I just messed it up for good.
You spent 10 minutes trying to fix your hair, and then you touch it once, and then you do that to it.
I can't. Oh, it's so bad right now. Oh, well, we've got SmackDown to talk about. Please leave a thumbs up. Please subscribe. Tap the bell for notifications. Subscribe to FightfulSelect.com. Subscribe to YouTube.com/FightfulScraps. And go check us out on Twitch.tv/FightfulGaming, where I played Tetris, NHL games, and Saturday Night Slam Master Plus Night.
NHL, let's not give yourself too much credit on what you did there.
Also on Fightful Select this weekend, my 11,000 word feature Inside the Royal Rumble drops. The video companion piece will be up early for all subscribers as well. It drops on Fightful Monday. You all will get a preview of this at the end of the show. But hey, donate a super chat to get your question or statement read on the air, like Myron Kidd saying Fox using their 8K cameras for SmackDown. I wouldn't know. My YouTube TV feed just cut in and out all night, but that's pretty cool.
Yeah, you didn't, if you didn't see it, but for the entrances, they were shot in 8K and they were really good.
Xanthius says, what's up with the Distractions Audio podcast? Haven't had any episodes on my podcast app since the Wrestle Kingdom review. What gives?
We're video only. Like, we're a visual product, Sean.
I'm fine with that. I don't care.
You can't get the experience of this face and all of these bits through audio.
Well, now they can get the experience of the movie reviews, the media reviews, so to speak, on twitch.tv/FightfulGaming. Evan Wright says, still in my WWE cleanse, but you both roll. I think he means rule, but I think we roll.
We play our roles pretty well.
You need to know your rule and shut your mouth, Jeremy.
What is my rule?
I don't think you have any. I don't think you have any.
I think that's been can't show well. Ass cheeks. I've been told I can't show ass cheeks.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, fair. WWE SmackDown. There were a couple things that I didn't like, but even the things that I didn't like were pretty solid. What did you think about tonight's show?
I'm trying to think what you didn't like, because I feel like I
enjoyed distraction roll-ups.
Yeah, but like that, they're just promoting our show, so I love those distraction roll-ups. Yeah, overall, like, it was another great show. They spent, like, the first 35 minutes on the Roman Reigns stuff? You're going to give me 35 minutes on essentially the Roman Reigns storyline, which included a great Nakamura and Uso match. Like, I'm for all that. There was a lot of good stuff on this show once again. SmackDown doesn't miss.
SmackDown is awesome. SmackDown is such a fun watch. I look forward to doing this show. I look forward to watching all this. And we'll kind of skip over the Roman Reigns stuff until now. That's sort of the main event, even though I love how this weaves in and out of the show. For so long, like, 2014, 2015, we didn't see a lot of weaving in and out of the show. Somebody'd be on the show, then you didn't see them again. Like, or you'd see them in the opening segment, you'd see them one other time for whatever they set up. But this was so much fun. Moin Carnib says, why can SmackDown put on good shows but not Raw? Aren't the writers the same? Maybe Roman has lots of pull on SmackDown. Well, I mean, Heyman has a lot of pull with what Roman does, and I don't think that's a coincidence, but 3 hours. They can't make it. It's like they know they can't make a good 3 hour show, so they're just like, meh, whatever.
How much better would Raw be if they just did like a 2 hour show and then the final hour, or maybe like the first hour, like just NXT or 205 Live?
I think they'd find a way to make it ridiculous again. I mean, that's the thing. And Nerd Guru says this felt like 16-18 SmackDown again. Well, 2017 wasn't so hot with the gender storyline, the gender title run. Yeah, I mean, for up until then, it was pretty good. I think they could have made the gender thing good, but they didn't. I think we're up to 25 names. Deegan says, love the 8K camera for Roman's entrance. He was the only one in focus, as he should be. Also, Sonya is ready to take over Pierce's job when he dies. Well, Pierce is free and clear unless he's dying of like a knee infection.
Yeah, he's got a bad knee, Sean. He might not be able to walk to work one day. So Sonya is ready for when his knee gives out on him.
That's very, very true. Oh, man, this show ruled. And Jey Uso came out. And Jey Uso has turned into a Roman Reigns lackey. We mentioned him losing all the time. That's not changing. He has turned into a Roman Reigns lackey because he does not need to be a main event guy right now. But he's doing it really well, Jeremy. He's saying everybody needs to be appreciative of Roman Reigns and thank him for what he's doing. And our family's going to take over WWE. I think he's good in this spot. It did take an adjustment for me to be like, oh, well, he was a main event guy. But now he knows what his spot is, and he's doing it really well.
He's continued to be great on promos like the entire time that since the Roman feud started, and then he's become Roman second. His promo work continues to be outstanding. Yeah, he's losing a lot, and I still would like to see Roman like kind of chastise him a little bit more for that and be a little bit more upset that he continues to lose. But I mean, this is his role. He's just going to lose. And then if you can beat Jey Uso, maybe you can get your shot at Roman. And that's kind of where he's at. My complaint on this is I would like to see Roman just kind of go at him a little bit more and be like, you got to start winning matches, dude. Like, you can't just come out here and keep losing every week. Like, you're embarrassing the family.
Yes, he's representing the family, and that's important.
Yeah.
I mean, I had an idea for Aiden English years ago when, like, everybody knew that he was married into the Guerrero family. Like, a way to turn it around would have been the Guerrero family to be like, you represent us. You got to win or else type of thing, like where they intimidate him. Roman has that intimidating factor where he can scare somebody into winning. Guys, please let me know if I'm shorting out or if Jeremy is, because I've noticed some freezing on there. So we might need you to reset briefly, Jeremy.
I'm on my 2G. Let me freeze for like 2 seconds.
Jeremy's going to freeze for 2 seconds. He's on his 2G. My litter box has better than 2G internet.
I did not realize, like, when I restart my computer, for some reason it goes to automatic 2G, and I don't think to switch it until I'm doing a show, because that's when it starts popping up. So it should be better.
Nerd Guru says, last week I was sour on the show, but this week knocked it out of the park. Loved everything except for Corbin. The 8K camera rules stunned the world, KO. I'm going to take a look back at whenever they fix the feed and stuff and see this 8K camera, because I'm very excited about it. But this Nakamura-Uso match was good. He's looking motivated. I'm not going to make a surf joke, but he's looking
motivated. He's got the theme back. He's got the rising sun back. Everyone's excited. Yes. The big theme is back.
What'd you think about it? I mean, I'm pretty happy. I mean, I like the other theme is the thing, but people are like, oh, well, we can't sing along to it. Ain't none of you singing along to it right now.
Yeah, but they can do the piped in chants for it. Now we can do the piped in chants stuff. I'm glad that it's back. I always loved that theme. Like, I like the other theme, the heel theme. I like that, like, just his theme coming back signifies, oh, he's a face now. Like, now he's a good guy because he's got his theme back. There was no, like, actual turn. I guess sort of he turned last week when he shook hands with Brian and Usos kicked him and stuff, like he turned by almost proxy, but the theme solidifies. All right, he's a babyface now.
Emma says, so happy Shinsuke got his theme back, but where's Murphy been? We miss him. I don't know where Murphy's been. The rest of the family, well, half the family came back, but he is not.
He's in love, Sean. What do you want him to do? He's out going on dates and stuff.
They're probably already on their honeymoon or something like that. Nakamura gets the win. I also love the line, like just the quick line. He's the big dog. You're his little puppy. It was so demeaning. Cesaro is on commentary, and he says he's in the Royal Rumble. I loved Corey Graves mentioning that he won the Andre the Giant Memorial Battle Royal to increase his chances to win the Royal Rumble. But I think they're doing it right with Nakamura so far. When they want to heat somebody up quickly, they can do it. He ended up losing last week because a lot of people screwed him after he beat a bunch of people. Then tonight, Daniel Bryan is like, there's nothing wrong with losing to Nakamura no matter how many matches he's wrestled. He's really, really good. And that carries weight, Jeremy.
It does. When Bryan says something like that, like you can lose in this federation and you can be protected. A lot of times they just don't do that. They think protection is, oh, distraction, roll up. It's okay. That's how you protect somebody. No, you protect somebody by giving them wins beforehand and then having them maybe lose after some shenanigans. So yes, Nakamura, they did heat him up. Like he lost to Otis. What, like 3 weeks ago?
Yeah.
4 weeks ago?
It should have never happened.
Yes, it should have never happened. But this is also like an issue is like there's no real long-term planning here. It's like, all right, 4 weeks ago we lost to Otis. Like, oh, we want to do something with Nakamura. Here's a bunch of wins and then a screwed over loss and then a win again. And we're going to make you feel important by having a bunch of people put you over. It's not maybe like the best way to get somebody over, but that's how WWE does it nowadays.
I just want to say this is not me saying this. It's somebody else. Shinsuke rode the wave to another victory.
Carlos easy.
Andrew Olivar says, Brian needs to learn that losing is fine, but losing every week is not. There's no benefit to the winner if he beats someone that loses every week. I get that. He's in full, like, put other people over mode right now. Let's go ahead and talk about that. He's backstage training with Team Alpha.
Doing hips.
Don't have a blue chi read tonight, or I'd expect you to be doing the hip thing while I did it.
Well, then I'm not going to do it.
Yeah, but this is what I mentioned last week. This is what I wanted Daniel Bryan and others to do, really, to say Nakamura is really good. I would love it if they did, like, they played off the motivated thing. You know, we're MMA guys. We've heard of motivated BJ Penn and all that stuff, and it's a myth. But if they go with motivated Nakamura, I think that works.
Motivated BJ Penn is like one of my favorite MMA lores. That C-level Kane is always great.
Kimbo with 6 months of sprawl training.
The look is back in the eyes of Chuck Liddell. Like that one's always good.
Oh, yeah. There's several. Dan Quinn, no kicks, no takedowns. That's one. There are so many.
There's a lot of good ones.
Jay Brownlee says, I'm very happy seeing Shinsuke winning and having his music back. Cesaro's great. I'd love to see one of the two winning the Rumble. Thoughts? I think they're doing a good job building you up to make you wonder if Shinsuke can win the Rumble again, which is interesting, and I don't think he is. I think they're setting up for a February or March title match with Shinsuke.
Remember a couple weeks ago, maybe even last week, we were talking like, oh, Brian seems on the favorite here. Like that's about the only one they're kind of like hinting at towards winning. And now a week later, they've done a great job with Cesaro putting him over. They've done a great job with Nakamura to where, oh man, maybe this guy can win. Yes. I love that. It's good when you have more options that you feel can win the Royal Rumble. On Cesaro, did you think he was going to like turn on Nakamura?
I did. And I was like, earlier? I did, and I was like, oh, I kind of don't want them to hastily do that because I know the deal. The Shinsuke push will last a couple months. He's going to lose to Roman Reigns, and then they'll be like, now what? Then he's losing to Otis again. So I definitely thought that would happen, but I want to see these shades of gray.
I loved it. I'm with you. I thought it was going to be an easy turn. I was like, okay, they're just going to do it because this is what they do. The fact that they delayed it for now, I was pleasantly surprised and very happy to see that.
Well, Cesaro and Daniel Bryan was really good. Cesaro wins with a neutralizer, which is awesome. But I loved that spinning superplex that he did.
Oh, God.
That was so pretty. His offense is just so good. It's seamless.
he's great. Like, everyone who watches Cesaro knows, everyone who talks about Cesaro knows he's one of those, like, your favorite wrestler's favorite wrestler. Cesaro yes. is like, everyone just speaks so highly, like, great base, can do it all, can wrestle any style, like, never hurts anybody. Like, everyone loves working with this guy, and you see why. He's tremendous. This match ruled. And yeah, the middle rope vertical suplex after, like, fighting out of the guillotine and tossing him up like that, that takes so much strength and balance since they were on the ropes to do that. And, like, he just makes it look so effortless. Cesaro's great.
When he used to do that springboard European uppercut too, it's like, it looked like a video game, especially from somebody his size, and he just flowed through the air.
Like, he can still land on his feet on the back body drop. Like, it's still, yeah. he's an older gentleman compared yeah. to, and, like, the fact that he can still pull that off and land on his feet, and he's a big guy too. Like, he's tremendous.
It is wild to just look at, like, how far athletes have come in wrestling for, I mean, good God, man. It's just unreal to look at this and be like, oh, wait. Because I remember back in the 90s, like, that was old. 40 was super, super old, man.
Yeah.
I mean, to put it in perspective, Kevin Nash was 40 in 99. And, like,
and we were like, why is this guy wrestling at all?
Yeah, why are his knees have got to be shot?
Yeah.
Type of thing. Like, Hogan was younger than Cesaro when he beat Yokozuna at WrestleMania 9. Isn't that mind-boggling?
It's very crazy of how, I mean, like, this is technology, this is bodies nowadays. The only thing Cesaro is bad at is clicking on red, but otherwise, tremendous. Just tremendous in the ring, not so great at clicking buttons. Bonehead plays.
Even if Daniel Bryan wins the Royal Rumble, and I know that a lot of times I'm like, well, momentum is important and winning is important. It's less important when you get your title shot via a battle royal
yeah.
or something like that. Because the whole thing is that you do win. Anybody can win this. Ryan B. Jam said, well, there's Billy Torres, one of our good friends. Ryan B. Jam says, to me, Cesaro is our generation's version of Mr. Perfect. He's so smooth in the ring and underutilized. Yeah, I mean, I think he's better in the ring than Mr. Perfect, but he doesn't have the personality of a Mr. Perfect. If he did, I think he would have been multiple time world champion. Nerd Guru says, give me Cesaro and Bryan, final two in the Rumble.
That would be great. Let's go. That would be great if they were the final two in the Rumble, like them and Nakamura. Just make it to where, you know, the winner is in doubt in the Rumble. And the fact that they have done a good job of building Cesaro and Nakamura these past 2 weeks, I have more doubt over who is going to win the Rumble. And I love that.
Throwback says, that was awesome. Such a good SmackDown. I guess the talking smack segment with Apollo made a huge difference. But he said the Bryan Cesaro suplex spot was scary. Does he mean the superplex? Because I love that.
So. Yeah, it was great. I thought they both took it very well.
Yeah. Ryan B. James says, talking smack is becoming a part of the SmackDown show. I'm all for. It feels like the old Talking Smack show with Bryan, now just do the same with Raw. I mean, that's the thing. They'll never go to where the third hour is something different. But if they did, I wouldn't even want it to be NXT or 205 Live. I'd want it to be that.
Yeah, there you go. This is something Joseph and I have talked about, is like, do kind of more of a real sports feel where you've got the loser, they come up to the booth, or they do the post-match interview, or the winners, and you advance stuff through that. They do this great on Talking Smack. Like, we see it on Saturdays. We see everybody posting clips from Talking Smack. Oh, look at this Heyman promo that got cut. Look at this Big E promo. Look at this. Look at that. Look at these different promos that got cut. Raw Talk is so missable. Like, outside of the Ali promo a couple weeks ago, nothing happens on Raw Talk. Like, no one, it's a fine show. Like, some people get to show personality, but, like, there's just not much there on that show. I would love to see more of that style stuff on the actual television show. And Raw could certainly use it much more than SmackDown right now.
And AM says, my pick is Bryan, but I'd love him, Shen, or Cesaro. It's up in the air right now. That's what I love. It's up in the air. And this could be the year where they pull out a surprise one, like where something comes out of left field. And I would really, really like that. I mean, this, they're keeping me guessing this year, and a lot of it has to do with this awesome SmackDown show that keeps delivering every single week, keeps delivering. D'Lo says, I can see them splitting Cesaro and Nakamura, also digging heel Apollo. I don't even know if he's heel Apollo. He's just an interesting Apollo, and that's cool.
Heyman, we know Heyman did wonders for him on Raw last year by like actually getting him on television and getting the US title on him. So it makes perfect sense that Heyman did the Talking Smack promo last week. And it made more sense this week that Apollo was like meeting with Roman Reigns. Reigns at some point might need like an extra guy or two, because we've seen Jey Uso. He ain't performing too well in the ring. The more people you can like stack in front of Reigns to get him to make him feel like a bigger deal as the final boss, like I think that's a good thing. And Apollo makes sense as a non-bloodline member to come in there because of the alignment with Heyman.
Trevor L said, did Jeremy even watch SmackDown with the Abigail?
3-0. We've scored two while we've been recording this podcast, baby. Just scored right then. Landeskog, let's go.
They're almost as dominant as me playing Super Nintendo hockey games, I mean, man.
You scored literally zero goals, but sure.
That's not true at all.
That's very true.
WWE Mark says, the only bad part was the women, sadly. I disagree. I don't think that was really bad. I think that the booking was like, meh, but I love being able to message Anna Bauert and say, hey, I know you don't watch wrestling anymore, but I just thought you should know Billy Kay is in the Riot Squad. Like, that's something I enjoy doing. Natalya defeated Liv Morgan. The match, the in-ring is good. Billy on commentary is great. And I put in my notes, this usually ends with a sneaky roll-up or something, but there are some good near falls and this gets time. Oh, shit, there it is, the sneaky distraction roll-up pin. I did not like the finish, but this and the other one that happened at least made sense within a creative world where it could build to something. How'd you feel?
This is what I have feared with the Riot Squad, is they won all those tag team matches and then it's not going to mean anything. I mean, what are they doing with the women's tag team titles? Do you have any idea?
Nothing. And when I ask, well, we don't know. I'm sure they got something in mind. I'm sure they don't. No, I'm sure they don't.
Charlotte is doing this thing with Lacey. Asuka's wrestling Bliss on Monday. Like they're doing separate programs, but they're the champions. It was such a hasty decision to even put the titles on them. They should just put the belts on the Riot Squad or whoever wins the Dusty Classic. Like have them win that, give them a rub over pinning Charlotte and Asuka. But just do something.
I'm under the impression Charlotte's been jobbing for like 3 years.
18 months, Sean? She was looking up at the lights for 18 months.
Main evented WrestleMania.
She was looking up at the lights.
I was like, come on now.
Like, down.
Like, didn't drop the NXT title via pinfall. I'm like, come on. I mean, I love watching Charlotte wrestle. I think she is main event star of a wrestling program, and that ain't easy to do these days. Win, lose, or draw, when she comes out, I'm like superstar every single time. I just saw that, and I was like, man, like I'm sure that the criticism that she gets is as bad as anybody in WWE, period, and unjust as anybody. I just didn't know if that reasoning was necessarily the way that I would have went. But then again, I'm not the one getting that criticism every damn day of my life. So I'm sure she's had a lot more time to think about it than I have. So maybe I should just shut the fuck up.
No one criticizes you, Sean. You're just named sexiest media writer or whatever it was. Like, you're good. You're riding high.
Oh my God. Jay Brownlee says, the show was damn solid. SmackDown's been great and been the only WWE product I've enjoyed in years besides some certain people and segments. Yeah, I think a lot of people that are in the habit of saying NXT is good will be like, why can't Raw be like NXT? And I'm like, no, NXT's trying really hard to be like Raw right now, and I don't like that. Like, it's very drab and it's redundant. SmackDown did a good job tonight, speaking of another women's segment, of changing the aesthetic of the show. That way it wasn't redundant. And let me tell you how much I loved Ding Dong Hello, Jeremy. This ruled. She was dressed like Sally Jesse Raphael. Listen, we just
I got Ricky Lake vibes.
Oh, it was the glasses and the necklace, man. It's Sally Jesse Raphael. Carlos Kyler. Carlos, well, Carlos did just get picked up for some FIFA work, but Tyler got his promotion and was reading my mind. I was looking for Sally Jesse Raphael pictures to compare, and he already did it. But I like that, like, Bianca's outside the door, and Bailey's like, ring the doorbell. Like, you gotta ring the doorbell. And Bianca's like, you know who it is. And Bianca steals her seat, and she gets challenged to an obstacle course. I love everything about this.
Bailey is so tremendous in this role. It's amazing that, like, she was the underdog babyface for so long, and she was great in that role. And she turned and we were like, how can you do this? It's not going to work. And then she's doing stuff like this. Like, I'm not a big fan of the talk show stuff. I feel like it's kind of a wrestling cliche at this point, and it's something that they give to everybody, even if it makes sense or not. Bailey is certainly somebody who can pull this off, and I look forward to more ding dong a low segments. I don't know about this this obstacle course next week.
I can't wait.
I'm a little scared, but like, if anybody's gonna pull this off, it'll be Bailey, kind of like flopping around a little bit, you know, doing those kind of comedy bits, and Bianca taking it very serious and showing off like her elite athleticism.
Also, let's just say, calling Bianca the GUEST. Yeah. Oh, it was amazing. It was so good.
I hope Bailey does. I'm sure you've seen the Instagram video where like Bianca's theme is playing and she's lifting the bar and she's like dancing around and stuff. It's tremendous, tremendous stuff. Bailey is amazing.
Speaking while we're on the subject of these women's segments, 26 Names Deegan says, I didn't love the finish, but I love Billie Kay. She's hilarious, and the tag division is a horrible vortex of boring matches and storyline. Well, that's because they always integrate it with the women's title. Every single time they built this division, well, they established these titles, so at any given time, four other women would have something important to do, and then they were just like, oh, no, not that. They every title is a prop, but these are stupidly like props for a prop. Trevor L says, finally getting Asuka Alexa Monday.
No reason. Like, why?
I thought Alexa could beat her at Mania for the title.
Let's just do it on a random Raw. We haven't used Asuka in a couple of weeks. Alexa's wrestled once since being this Fiend gimmick. Let's just do the match. So dumb.
Tingu Ray says Alexa and Asuka should have been built more. Yes, you could build her as a real vicious challenger. I've been saying she's the person to take the title off of Asuka because of this. And Asuka versus Alexa. We're getting more super chats for this than SmackDown, which is criminal because this was a good show. But it's going to get pushed to the side and used again to further someone else's story. And then she has nothing to do. There's a lot of people that have nothing to do. Nikki Cross is just sitting at the venue not doing anything. And she's awesome.
It's not good. Like the tag team titles, you're right. Like, their titles, they should be there so you can do four. You can do another important storyline with four women separate from your SmackDown Women's Champion and your Raw Women's Champion. And it feels like for the vast majority of time, the tag titles have just been tied into whoever the Raw and SmackDown Women's Champion have been. So you're just using the same people over and over again. It makes absolutely no sense, and it's a waste of a lot of talent.
Brandon Charles Powell says, Billie Kay's funny, but I don't think I want her near Riot Squad. They were winning matches and looked contenders. Now Liv loses because of Billie. Well, I would have a problem with that if it was Liv and Ruby. But as a unit, they're still winning. Singles, I'm okay with it, although I don't like the roll-up distraction win. I hate it. I hate it. I hate it. And guess what? We got another distraction right after. King Corbin defeated Rey Mysterio. A couple notes. Dominic is real bad on commentary. He is not good. King Corbin and Rey Mysterio have that awesome big man, little man chemistry going where they can counter anything. And I continue to love that Baron Corbin has one of the most protected finishes in the world ever. I really, really like that. This, again, Dominic distracts Rey. This leads to something I assume creatively, Jeremy, so I'm not as upset about it. Also, Corbin got a win with his finish, and this ain't Corbin's fault. Dominic's in there trolling about. It's his fault. And also, Dominic says he wants to be tag champions with Rey.
I mean, I assume it's, they've already teamed. Like, didn't they just team like on a random episode of Raw or something? Like, there was no build to that. I don't know if they're going to do Dominic against Rey, which it seems very hasty and quickly to do that at some point, but it was fine. I can't pretend to like care about either of these two men. And I like both of these men, but were the Forgotten Sons there with Corbin again? If they were, I think I said this last week, like if they're there, I don't recognize them and don't like they have no presence if they're there.
Sidelined right now, I believe.
Okay. All right. Because they're just all right. Yeah, like the match was good. Corbin and Rey, like they do have a good dynamic, and like we know Corbin can work. We know Rey can work. It was a fine match. I don't know. I did like Ray's post-match promo where he's putting over Corbin and naming all the accomplishments. I wish he was like, and he threw me off a building, man. Like, come on. Wait, don't interfere in this. I'm trying to get revenge. This man threw me off of a building. I don't have much interest in this, though. I'll let it play out, Sean.
TD Stinger says, good show overall that really packed a lot of characters into it. My only knock is the back-to-back screwy finishes with Natty, Liv, and Ray Corbin. Same here. Those are the only things I can really point out. And those are minor when the show is good in totality. I mean, writing 2 hours of compelling good TV is tough. I mean, you're going to have some finishes like this sometimes. Throwback says, hoping the Bayley and Bianca segment next week isn't a rehash of Profit Raider segments. If they are, for God's sake, I think by default of them just existing, they're going to be better than Street Profits, Viking Raiders. That was some of the worst, lamest stuff I've ever seen.
I mean, it's going to be live, I think. Maybe it's going to be a pre-tape video, but I got the impression like they were going to do something like live inside the Thunderdome as an obstacle course. I hope it's not like Sammy Lashley levels bad, because that wasn't good.
That was not good whatsoever.
That's what I'm worried about.
Oh, my gosh. Backstage, Carmella and Reginald are there, and Sasha attacks and says she'll give Carmella a title shot if Reginald faces her first. How you feeling about this?
That's fine. I mean, we'll get Sasha. She'll beat up Reginald. Look, I haven't seen Reginald wrestle. He does some pretty athletic stuff for the stuff that he'll do on like the outside and whatnot. So I'm sure he can do some nice bumps for Sasha. And Sasha, like Sasha's one of the best. I trust her against anybody. So, and then we get Carmella and Sasha. They can finally end things, hopefully.
Do you think that Sasha puts Reginald to sleep?
I hope so.
Well, if so, hopefully she puts him to sleep on a wonderful Helix mattress. That's right. HelixSleep.com/Fightful. I love these guys. I got myself a mattress last year, and I hit them up because I liked it so much, and I said, let's work together. They said, aight. Took a 2-minute Helix quiz and was matched to the Helix Dusk Lux. You do this quiz, and it sets you up for your sleeping preferences, your sleeping patterns, a lot of that good stuff. I did not want to go to a mattress store and go lay on something that a bunch of people had been during the pandemic. I didn't want to do that, but I was very, very worried about getting the right kind of mattress for me as a result, because you can't just walk around digitally and try stuff out. So Helix takes all the pressure off of you with their awesome quiz. This is such an upgrade over what I used to have. I used to have just like a slab of memory foam that I ordered off of Amazon, and this is so much better. It is one of the best investments I've ever made. Delivery and setting it up was so easy. Took nothing. My wife and I carried it upstairs, unrolled it, bam, there we go. Next thing you know, I'm falling asleep on this awesome Helix sleep mattress. That quiz is just so easy, and it'll match you up to the right thing. They've got mattresses that'll cool you down if you sleep hot, even a Helix Plus mattress for plus-size folks. GQ and Wired named it their best overall mattress pick of 2020. It's got a 10-year warranty, and you get to try it out for 100 nights, and if you don't like it, they'll come and get it. You don't have to worry about dragging it out of your house or shipping or anything. They'll come get it, and you can get up to $200 off of all mattresses and 2 free pillows when you go to helixsleep.com/fightful. We often joke about the wild schedule and the hours that we keep here, but I maximize my sleep with helixsleep.com/fightful. And Joel even said, it's easy and straightforward. Hey, there you go.
Sean, I'm in the market for a new mattress.
I know, you're moving.
Yes, I am moving. I need a bunch of new furniture. If anybody wants to donate me some furniture, let me know.
I legit have some, but you'd have to swing through and get it. Billy Torres says, Helix so good, even Ryback can't complain.
What's that?
What? What are you going to do?
I'm sure he'd find a way.
Make up some more shit about me? Like, block me some more? What's he going to do?
Like, I'm sure he would find a way.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. If you had an extra hour in your day, what is the first thing that you would do? Read a book, take a nap, play some video games, do something for a friend, volunteer. A lot of us spend our lives wishing that we had more time. But the question is, time for what? And if it was unlimited, how would you go about using it? The best way to squeeze that special thing into your schedule is to know what's important for you and to make it a priority. And therapy can help you find what matters to you so you can do more of it. Therapy is so valuable. It's gotten me through some tough times, really helped me reflect on things that are important, specifically with BetterHelp. If you're thinking about starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be the convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. This is so beneficial when you've got that crammed schedule and you can't even imagine finding that extra hour. You can do it all from home. Fill out a brief questionnaire, get matched with a licensed therapist, and switch therapists at any time for no additional charge. Learn to make time for what makes you happy with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/Fightful today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/Fightful. It's so flexible and it can help you find that social sweet spot with BetterHelp. That's BetterHelp.com/Fightful.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
I bet he's going to come beat me up in the middle of Kentucky.
Probably.
Man, helixsleep.com/fightful. Man.
So I'm going to take the quiz. I'm going to give me a Helix mattress.
You need to. We might be able to hit him up. We'll see. Okay. We'll see what we can do. let's see. Where are we? Oh, Street Profits. This promo ruled.
Yes. Finally, I've been criticizing Street Profits promos for a while now. I don't think like their in-ring promos have been good. Some of it's the material. Some of it's just, I don't know. It's just not clicking. This backstage promo, this worked for me. I love this promo from them. They showed a little, you know, they're a little down after losing as they should be. They weren't quite as energetic as usual. They took it hard. Like it wasn't just, oh, it's fine. We'll get them back. You know, they said, we'll accept the challenge. Credit to them. We're down right now. We'll be back up. I loved it. Good stuff from them.
Yeah, this is what I've been wanting to see, and I love how much they care about the tag team division.
Yes.
They say, if we would have rejected that challenge, even if we beat them a bunch of times, even if they have done that, then it would go against what we're trying to do. And I like that because it explains to me, Jeremy, it explains why they gave this team that lost so much. They're like, no, we're going to fight whoever wants to fight us because we're going to make this matter. And goddamn, do I care about that. I love it. They were awesome here. This was great, really, bro. Really incredible stuff.
Yep.
More so
of
that,
less of their other stuff.
So was Apollo Crews and Sami Zayn, specifically Big E's commentary. 26 names Deegan had mentioned Big E chilling on the couch at ringside wearing sweats and a Ghostbusters Christmas sweater is the level of comfort I aspire to be on at all times. I just love it. And he criticized the match. He's like, my belly to belly is better. Apollo needs Paul Heyman's advice more than me. He's just so good at everything. And also, I'm wondering, how does he get away with the things that he says on the air?
He said that Apollo was knuckle deep.
I mean, look, we saw full on Sami Zayn ass crack on this show. All right.
The dude almost like recited the lyrics to Tool's Stink Fist at the end of this match. And by the way, suplex a mania here. Sami tries to cheat. Then Apollo does it. Oh, I love this out of Apollo too. I think he can be that fake nice guy too, where like he makes a backhanded compliment, but you don't know if it's backhanded because he's been such a good dude for so long. Oh my gosh. Like, I think this is really good stuff, but oh, the mini fridge too. Great stuff.
It was open the whole time. He had to air the place out a little bit. He was a little hot. So he had to keep it cool with keeping the fridge open. Piggy was tremendous on commentary. It felt like a Chappelle show bit, because he talks about he slapped the man. Do you know what happens when you used to slap a man, Corey Graves? That one is a duel right there. That's what happens when you slap him, and he's just on the couch. Biggie was absolutely tremendous on commentary. Like WWE furnishing, give him credit tonight. The Ding Dong Hello segment, the Big E stuff, they furnished very well tonight.
You need to hit them up and see if like you can get like the floor models there. You know what I mean?
Right.
This is a part of that aesthetic change that I mentioned. Like, you know, usually, quite frankly, they'd bring out a black couch and it just looked okay. This was different, and the couch looked good. It looked good. It was a good looking piece of furniture. I appreciate it. Whose office do you think that came out of?
Pierce's? Does Pierce have that kind of style?
I don't think he's got his own office backstage. I could be wrong.
Come on. He's a WWE official.
There's somebody I know that is watching right now that could let me know whether or not he has an office. And please.
Oh, yeah. Please.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
For sure. And let me tell you, if he had a black couch, they'd be trying to get on it. That's for sure.
I mean, that's why I mentioned Pierce, because
there's no real job, but he is a real agent, Jeremy.
I don't know if you meant to click that or not.
I did.
Okay.
I did.
Okay.
Oh, God. Okay. We have a show to get back to now.
Great match. Apollo Crews looked very good. Sami Zayn, always tremendous. I did like that the referee saw Sami Zayn, and then when Apollo Crews did it, didn't see it. Apollo is just a sneakier heel in this regard. And look, full-on Sami Zayn ass crack. That's all I'm saying. Yeah. Shoot that in 8K.
Oh, my gosh. My gosh. We had a super chat from Throwback that I was looking for. He was talking about the Rumble in the last three or four. Oh, he says the Rumble could end up with three out of the four on SmackDown, the fourth from Raw being Keith Lee. Loving how this Raw, you can't call who it would be. It could very well be, and boy, is this a dream. Keith Lee, Cesaro, Nakamura, and Daniel Bryan?
That's good.
What? That's good. That's so cool.
Yes.
This is where I need like the 07, like where it gets down to them, where like I got down to Shawn Michaels and Undertaker, where it was like a completely different match, mm-hmm. almost as if it were a singles match after that. I would love for this to develop into like a fatal four way where they go 10 minutes after that. That'd be so cool.
That would be tremendous. They got to stop it. Stop, look at each other, point to the sign, though. That's a must. All four of them.
We got to get our point at the effing sign church back up. I mean, Rousey's team hit Pro Wrestling Tees with a cease and desist, but it was different enough to where it couldn't, like, they couldn't enforce that. And we got a good legal team. Like, I know, I've tested it before. But Roman Reigns is not satisfied with the contract. Paul Heyman is running back and forth, and he is so good, and so is Roman Reigns. Roman Reigns is one of my favorite characters on television right now, Jeremy.
All of television.
All of television.
How much television do you watch?
Well, he's a hell of a lot better than James Harden, I'll tell you that much, and that's about the extent of what I'm watching these days.
Oh, well, then that makes sense.
And some murder mysteries. He's better than every murderer, for sure. But like when Dead to Me comes back, Christina Applegate, that's gonna be tough to beat. Tough to beat. But right now, Roman Reigns is the tribal chief of television. He is the televised chief right now.
I think you're wrong. Like, there's a lot of good television characters. Roman Reigns is very good, but I mean,
airing right this second.
I'm not putting him over Daniel LaRusso.
Oh, I am. I am for sure. Oh my God, man. I did karate when I was younger and I saw all that cultish bullshit and I got tired of it after like a season and a half. Boom. I'm done with Cobra Kai. No thing. How many freaking, which one's Daniel LaRusso?
Which one's Daniel LaRusso?
Yeah, he's the Miyagi-Do guy, right?
Yes.
Okay. You know how many goddamn, that's not what Miyagi-Do's about. Miyagi-Do is about, you know how many those, while the fake Sean Hunter looks around like this? Wow. I'm learning life lessons while washing the side of a house or painting a fence. How many of those do I got to sit through?
There wasn't that many. Did you watch the same episode multiple times?
It's not about double gripping your gimmick while you're on Blue Chew. Miyagi-Do is about learning the lessons of life. Okay, I get it, man.
I think you just watched the same episode multiple times.
No, I watched a season and a half of it. First season was real, real good. There's some good stuff in there. Oh, my God. One of them's got a mohawk. You know he's a bad boy. Because he's got a mohawk.
That's the charm of the show, Sean. Of the show.
Me, I'm the bad boy of wrestling.
Oh, don't mess with your hair anymore. Oh, my God. We're gonna spend 20 minutes as Sean tries to fix his hair.
Come on. Y'all
messed it up himself.
Y'all want me to enjoy this redundant crap? I gave up on it. Same thing with Sons of Anarchy.
You watch Raw all the time.
I get paid to watch Raw all the time. I've seen better. Dead to Me, fantastic character development. I thought that was one of the best character development shows I've ever seen. Well, we'll talk about this after. We'll go back. Anyway, Roman Reigns, way better than Daniel LaRusso, could kick his ass as well.
That's fair, sure.
Heyman mentions Adam Pearce's wrestling career. I love it. They set up a last man standing match. Sonya's around, so you got that question. Oh, the wink, wink, nod, nod to Sonya and Heyman as well. But then they do the contract signing, and Adam Pearce has got a little twitch in his knee. I almost wish they would have held this off, because when he said, "I've been waiting all night for you to do that," I was like, oh, shit, what a cliffhanger. But then they brought out Owens, and I'm fine with them bringing out Owens, because the look on Reigns' face is like, I thought I was done with this guy.
Yeah.
And I loved it.
I'm kind of with you on holding it off, because when he's like, oh, I've been waiting all night for you to do that, and then he walks to the back and he's limping and everything, Reigns had that look on his face like, did someone just like pull one over on me? Like, what just happened here? I love that look. Roman has been so good with these facials throughout this entire run, but I love that look on that. Like, oh man, someone just got one over on me. What's going on? And then, like you said, Owens comes out and he has the look of, not this guy again. Like, I thought I killed him. I thought he was buried. I thought he learned his lesson, and here he is. He's back. And now I've got to keep him down for a 10 count. Like, I've got to beat this man so bad that he will not get up after 10. And he's proven that he's going to keep coming and keep getting up. It's tremendous.
Gucci.com.
It's great, great stuff. And for anybody who complained last week of, oh no, they're doing Adam Pearce and Roman Reigns, how can anybody defend this stuff? Here you go.
Anna M says everyone crying for the last week is going to cry about this now too. She's not wrong, and I'm not saying that anybody's crying, but Anakin says, why Owens and not Nakamura? Well, I think they could have done that, but I think it's very clear they're saving Nakamura for a February, March pay-per-view, and I'm okay with that. Because Adam Pearce can say, you were worried about this guy, well, now you got him too.
Yeah.
Rob says, was thinking Rollins, not KO, but I still like it. I mean, they got a lot of options for Roman. To me, Roman and Rollins down the line is a big, maybe a SummerSlam main event on SmackDown, even. Ryan B. Jam.
You can heat Rollins up enough to where he could like be the guy to beat Roman.
Yeah. Donate your super chats, by the way, guys. We're getting into the main event super chats here. Brandon Campbell says Adam Pearce doesn't have his own office. He just uses the standard generic GM for the night office. I loved it when Mick Foley did that, and he would like be in a boiler room or he'd be in the restroom.
He's been the GM for the night for like 5 months now, so I'm pretty sure it's his office. Squatter's rights at this point.
Yes. Jay Brown Lee says, I'm a bigger AEW fan, but Reigns is the best thing in wrestling and it ain't close. And if you're a bigger AEW fan, I can see where it would be tough to admit that over Omega because he's really good. And he says, wish Scrap Daddy was facing Reigns at the Rumble, but I do love KO though. I did think there was some good story that was to be told with the Pierce thing, but
And I mean, maybe we get a little bit more of that next week. I still want to see like Adam Pearce wrestle a match. Like, can we just get a tag team match like Pearce and Owens against Reigns and Uso? Like, I would be for that.
And Pierce's last WWE match, honest to God match, 1997 against Tiger Ali Singh on Shotgun Saturday Night.
Here's the story, Sean. We do Pierce and Owens against Uso and Reigns. And the thing is, if Uso and Reigns win, then it has to be Pierce in the match. And if Pierce win, it has to be Owens. Jey Uso takes the fall. Roman, this is where Roman finally like kicks off, like, you're really screwing this up, dude. Like, we had a shot here. All we had to do was beat this guy who hasn't wrestled in 2 decades. Like, you're screwing this up. And then maybe we get Jimmy to come back out of this. That's my on the fly fantasy booking.
I love that. I love it. Ray Callahan says Roman still won't need a pin. Last pin was Braun. What do you mean? Like last pin he got?
I mean, he hasn't wrestled a ton. And I mean, he beat Owens in the cage match. The other was a ladder match. It might be the last pin was Braun.
That's awesome. Yeah. Can you race? Really want Shinsuke versus Roman at some point. Could use Shinsuke eliminating him in the Rumble as a backbone. Roman could want to erase his past defeats. Well, he's going to have to go through a lot of them at the Rumble because, like, he is the tradition.
Yeah.
You eliminate him last. And I think they will. That's the thing. I think they will do Reigns versus Nakamura. And I think it'll be really good. Jam on Ryan B. Jam says, wasn't into the title match when it was Pierce, but now I'm into it. Although I was hoping it was going to be Nakamura instead of KO. Patience, my friends. If I'm wrong on this, then I'll just be too optimistic. But
Eat your hat if you're wrong.
I ain't doing that. I'm not pulling a Rob McCarron. But yeah, I especially because it's on SmackDown, I have a little bit more belief in it. I've got more confidence in that type of thing. And something that we haven't necessarily mentioned yet, SmackDown made me care about Apollo in one night, said Cyclops. He's back there getting advice from Roman Reigns. And I love that because especially Roman Reigns being like, no, hang around here. Ooh, that carries some good weight, some meat behind it, Jeremy.
And again, you know, Heyman is like saying this stuff to Roman and being like, you can kind of trust this guy. Like I've seen what he can do. He's a guy worth like keeping around here.
Oh, I hope Jay gets jealous too.
There you go.
We brought in a stray cat we're giving away.
Yeah.
My little baby cat, he's jealous, man. He's like, I'm ready to fight. Let's fight. Nope. Jay's got to do that. Drew says, the whole thing was brilliant. All night I kept asking myself, why is Adam acknowledging the stipulation or to Roman's game, but just signing the contract anyway? This is a brilliant reveal. It was. It was good because not everybody gets over all the time, and this is a way to get over without physically getting over on Roman, because I think that's important. We don't see Roman get his ass kicked, right? And that's cool.
Yes. And again, Roman played it perfectly when Pierce said, been waiting all night for that. And Roman was very confused and just sold it tremendously.
Reigns Omega would transcend the wrestling world, says Nerd Guru. Yeah, it would get picked up on the Yahoos and it would get picked up on mainstream sites just because it would be AEW and WWE. Yeah. Because the two biggest things. Brandon Charles Powell says, Roman's faction consisting of the Usos and Apollo. I can dig it. That sounds really good. That sounds really, really, really good.
And the more people, the more bodies like you can add in front of Roman to make him tougher to get to make him feel like a bigger deal, I'm all for it.
27 Names Deegan says that she is super pumped for this Owens Reigns match. It'll be guaranteed match of the night. Any nuts spots y'all can see happening? I don't know. Why don't you pull up Virgil's Twitter? You'll see lots of nut spots. Did you see that, Jeremy?
I saw it, yes.
The one I've been pitching, the spot I've been pitching and want to happen is Reigns has the guillotine choke on top rope. Owens works his way out of it, deadlift, turns it into a fisherman's buster through a table. That's the one I want to see happen. It's a very good one. But yeah, Virgil's got his nutsack out on Twitter.
I think they will come up. I've always said Owens is so creative in these kind of matches. And you know Roman is willing to do plenty of things to make the match look good. So I think they will come up with some good stuff for a last man standing. And I don't like the last man standing stipulation a ton because let's go. That's five. I don't like it a ton because it's just a lot of, okay, he's knocked down. Let's wait for him to get up. Let's set up the next kind of spot. But I trust that these two will pull it off.
And Owens told me that basically whenever the match is finalized, that's when he starts kind of dreaming up spots.
Yeah.
He doesn't necessarily have them in his head, but I mean, I'm sure there's some that he saves. Andre says, how about Jay intending the ref? Potentially good stuff. What do you mean? Like, I think you mean like Jay being the ref?
That No. Intimidating Charles Robinson. I love that as well. It's like, you got a family. Didn't your daughter just get married? Like, what are you doing? You better get in line. I love that.
That was good. That was so good.
I loved when Roman wanted the chair and he's like, I want that chair. And Jay's like, get your ass up, fam. Like, get out of here.
That was great.
Tremendous.
So, throwback says The Witcher, The Crown, and also WandaVision are a must. I haven't seen any of those. But yeah.
I don't watch a lot of television.
I'm excited for Dead to Me. They developed it. Have you watched that show, Jeremy? Must watch.
I don't watch a lot of television.
Must watch. If you got Netflix, must watch. Christina Applegate. I can't remember the lady's name who played Velma on Scooby-Doo. But they develop a character that is interesting as any other that you never see. And it's really, really great creative TV. I encourage you guys to check that out. Tingu Ray says, a little random, but between Moose and Mac, tonight's main event segment and the Elite segment, there's been a ton of great wrestling swerves lately. Yeah, wrestling is getting really, really creative. And you're starting to see the competition about it, except on Monday nights and really on NXT. I've not seen a lot of brilliant creative on NXT.
No,
I've seen some good segments on NXT, but not brilliant creative.
On Monday night is just, we got Fireball, Sean. Yes. Fireballs. They're shooting fireballs on Monday night. What are we talking about?
You know, we love balls. Oh my God. You know what else we love? We love the Royal Rumble. And guys, I've been working really, really hard. I started work on a feature. It was in 2016 and I shelved it for a while, but I've spent a lot of time speaking to wrestlers, production employees, writers, announcers about the Royal Rumble match. Monday, I am dropping a feature called Inside the Royal Rumble. It is a collection of stories, behind the scenes information, just the how and what, where, why, and when of the Royal Rumble. And I'm so excited to share it with you guys. And I've got a 90-minute companion video piece that will drop on youtube.com/Fightful that day as well. But if you subscribe to Fightful Select, it will be early for all subscribers on Saturday. I want to give you guys a little bit of a preview of what you guys can expect from that.
Rumbles, it's kind of, you know, if you're lucky enough to be in the final sort of eight guys in there to kind of be part of the best part of the storytelling of a Rumble. You know, it's, I think if I remember correctly, the Rumble with Steve Austin in Texas and all that, where I got double crossed and I actually won and all that. That was all, I think, Vince.
It's assumed everyone knows, everyone's on the same page. We know who the winner is going to be. Other times it can almost be up to almost a game day decision. It just depends on how stable the operation is, the creative direction, how healthy the talent is, what opportunities come in at the 11th hour for WrestleMania that may require the creative team and the chairman to rethink the game plan for the Rumble.
There's always conversations about that. As the Rumble gets closer every year, look, I'm a big fan of having separation. Now that doesn't mean that's the sole answer, but I'm a big fan of having some separation where there's some uniqueness.
I mean, that was like a text message the night before, hey, get on a plane, you're going to Texas, and then getting there and being like, all right, here's your number. And I'm like, what?
Were you supposed to be in the Royal Rumble?
I found that out from social media as well.
Pat Patterson sets those up. He sits everybody down. Usually it's in the catering area, and he'll have like a big white dry erase board, and he'll give everybody the order.
But for some reason, that was a good payday for me. And it was literally 7 seconds. It was like duck a clothesline, F5, see ya. Mike Chioda came running over to me, and he was so upset. He was like, Swags, what was that? I just turned to him and I just got paid, Kiki. What do you want?
It's so many people to contend with and so many stories to tell at one time. So there's no way it won't be chaotic. Yeah. It always is chaotic.
Now I know I'm going to be in there with the two top guys, you know, the two top guys, you know, in the company. So not just any two, the two.
The two.
Yes. Okay. Well, now well, I got to figure something out here. So.
Hope you guys will check that out. Hope you guys subscribe to Fightful Select and check it out even before it releases publicly. But I spent a lot of time working on that, and I'm very proud of it. I think it's the biggest thing I've ever written. So please share it when it drops on social media, and I would really appreciate it a lot more than I appreciate this. Denise rocks. Did you see me make a challenge to Denise?
Yeah, it was a fringe challenge, right?
The Olympics.
Yeah.
I'm challenging her to the Friendship Olympics.
How's that going to go down? I saw Alba and Van Vliet are managers. I assume I am like a referee or something in this, or the winner gets me.
For sure. You'll be a judge.
Okay, a judge. I'm something in this little contest that may or may not happen.
Well, I'll tell you what will happen, Jeremy. Impact Wrestling Hard to Kill, and I'll be here tomorrow night with Steven Jensen, who hosts the Weekender podcast on Fightful Select. A lot of you go, oh, we want you to cover NXT UK and Impact and 205 Live and NWA and MLW and GCW. Steven Jensen does that on the Weekender podcast on Fightful Select every single week. And also on Fightful Select, I broke news today about WrestleMania changing dates, a name that was pulled from last year's Royal Rumble. I broke news this week just about New Japan, Impact, and Chris Bay. Just COVID stuff. Like, we got exclusive news there every day. Please subscribe. But we'll be here live for a post show after Impact Wrestling Hard to Kill. This is three big weekends back to back to back. We've got Impact Hard to Kill and a Max Holloway fight tomorrow night on ABC. Next week is Conor McGregor fight. I'm sure we're all going to be around hanging out for that. And then it's the Royal Rumble.
Then I'm moving, Sean.
Then you're moving.
Yeah.
Moving.
Finally got a weekend off, and I'm going to spend it moving.
My God. I mean, I'm excited to see how much you hate Ohio. Ryan Buchanan says, make Alex a special guest ref. Yeah, right. Jeremy, tell the people where they can find you.
Fightful, running the offense every day. We celebrated our one-year anniversary of the distraction on Thursday. I still can't believe we've been allowed to do that show for 1 year. I really can't believe neither of us. I mean, Sean threatens to fire Joseph like every week.
Yeah.
I think I'm getting fired every week. So, but I said it on the show yesterday, but I'll say it here because I know a lot. There's some crossover views and stuff. Thank you to anybody who has liked, supported, watched a single second of that show, said anything nice to Joseph and I. We're very blessed, and like, we don't take it for granted that we've been allowed to do that show for a year, and the way it's expanded the way it has. So it's very humbling to just see all the support and appreciation with everything. And thank you to Sean for allowing us to do the show as much as we do. Again, it's look, I got a damn t-shirt out of this show. All right. I got a t-shirt out of this show.
You got a Twitch out of that show.
Yeah, I got a Twitch. The Tuesday show is now moving to Twitch.
Yeah.
So like, it's still gonna be movie reviews and stuff. We're gonna do some other stuff with that Tuesday show now, because there's a little we already have a lot of freedom. There's even more on the Twitch.
Oh, yeah.
So the Tuesday show is not just going to be like movie reviews anymore. Joseph and I are going to be plotting some stuff. So
I want you to put the audio.
I will put the audio
for Thursday. For Thursday. Yes. Yeah.
I will put the Twitch stuff. I'll put the audio podcast up for Thursday. We're a visual show, yeah. Everybody.
Which I've already. Yeah.
I've already cried once today, Denise. I don't need to cry again.
Oh my gosh.
I got very emotional when I'm moving. Like it's a big,
I get it. I get it. I've been in this house for a long time. When I move, I'll be a little,
yeah,
sad. Throwback says, wicked crazy question. Do you see someone from the main roster on either the women's, men's side of the NXT UK title? I could see a story of Bayley going for it, saying she wants all the titles. Yes, Charlotte. Any title? Charlotte. Possibly.
We're twitching on Sunday. I don't know. I think we're playing side scrollers.
Decrease your caffeine intake if you're twitching on Sunday.
We're going to play Joel Pearl and I will be playing some stuff. Joseph will be there. I'm going to go ahead and make these announcements now because, again, I feel like the audience is good.
Yeah, sure.
Thursday, one Thursday a month, we're doing like Fightful community gaming. So we're going to play like Jackbox games, Among Us, Uno, stuff like that. It's going to be myself, some pals, friends of Fightful, people in the chat, people that are, you know, really supportive and appreciative and stuff. We're going to have you guys on there. So that's going to be one Thursday a month. I'll let everyone know what Thursday that's actually going to be. One Sunday a month, we are going to do a retro pay-per-view watch along, Joseph and I, and we're going to have some other pals on that as well. The first one is actually going to be next Sunday. So next Sunday on the Twitch, we're going to do a retro watch along. If you follow Joseph at Joe Holbert, he will have the poll up on Monday to vote on what we're going to watch on that Sunday. Twitch.tv/FightfulGaming. Yes. Thank you to everybody again. I'm emotional today. Denise is making fun of me that I'm emotional and I'm crying. Look, it's a big day for me.
People asking when she's going to get her shirt. She's got her own store. Do you know how weird it'd be to be like, hey, Denise, you work for us an hour a week and troll us for several more hours a week. We're going to take a shirt. We're going to keep our cut. She's got her own store. If she wants a shirt, we'll make her one. But my God, Daniel R says, thank you all for all the content. You guys are so great. Also, you should have your cats on the show, Sean. I do sometimes, but usually they're blocked off from this office. And Denise doesn't like people who cry.
That's why. Do you not cry? Do you not cry, Denise?
Okay, I'm taking exception to this. I'm taking exception to this for one certain reason, Jeremy.
Okay. That's why she doesn't like it, because she hates her own reflection.
Really? Really? Is that so? Is that so? Huh. Wow. Weird. Isn't it amazing I had that on my computer ready to go?
It's a little scary.
Why do you have that on queue? It's in my memes folder, legitimately. I have a meme folder, and it's in there.
It's a little scary, honestly. Kind of creepy. A little scary.
I mean, come on. Let's be real. Denise is great meme fodder. Cyclops says, who's winning tomorrow, Bills or Ravens? I think the Bills are going to win.
Sure. Pulling for my Browns. Browns are probably going to lose, but pulling for my Browns.
Let's see if I got anything else good of Denise in. Oh, I do. I got another good one. That's a good one. I've got a bunch of Jesse the Buckeye too, because she used to do those videos when she was high as a kite.
Yeah. And they would
always be really good. Also, I mean, I've got a lot of really good Denise memes. This one's titled, and I oop. Let's see.
I'm sorry, Denise. You've been mean to me tonight, and I still feel bad about this because this is not nice, and it is scary. It is creepy. I agree.
Hold on. I got to show you a meme that I haven't used. I hope this doesn't get us demonetized because it's art. It's art. Let's see. Where is it? Oh my gosh, I got to find it, and I got to kill the dead air while I'm doing it.
I'm very scared. Is it of Denise or is it something else?
Oh, no. It's something completely different, but I've never found the appropriate time to use it.
You're just going to give it away right here?
Yeah. I mean, I'm here for the people. They were generous with the super chats.
All right. Fair enough.
Let's see.
Well, let's see if you can find it.
I got to find it first. I've got a pretty robust meme folder, I'm not going to lie.
I find that like strange that people who have like meme folders. Maybe it's just
not me. Not me, because sometimes I use some colorful language on Twitter, and I find it's a lot better to dismiss somebody with a meme than tell them how fucking stupid they are.
Sean, why do you have to be so mean to Denise with the memes?
I'm not mean to Denise. She's very memeable. It's a compliment.
That you use her face as memes?
Yeah, and I'm just
thinking, I don't feel like that's a compliment though.
Oh, it's very, oh, here it is.
Oh god, I'm very scared.
This is, oh, I've still got Denise up there. This one.
Oh god. you screwed up. That's Virgil, right? That's Virgil on the meme.
I haven't found the right place to use that yet. SRN's Denise. Future Lifetime movie. Here we go. Why? Ha ha ha. WTF. Throwback says, God, I hope I'm never in any. I bet you're hoping that you get like quadruple memed consecutively. happy birthday to Ron Patel.
It's Ron Patel's birthday. My God. Happy birthday, Ron Patel.
I didn't know.
I don't know anybody's birthday.
Happy birthday to our friend Ron Patel.
Yes, very happy birthday. Big supporter of this show, of the distraction. He tried to get Sam Roberts to buy a Point God shirt. Happy birthday, Ron Patel.
Great guy.
Yes.
Very lucky to know him. Very lucky to know all of you. Please leave a thumbs up before you leave. It would really appreciate it. We would appreciate it. I'm sure the algorithm would also appreciate it as well. But happy birthday, Ron Patel. Join us tomorrow night for Impact Hard to Kill. We're out.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Get 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up for $4.99 each with a digital coupon. Then get one-pound packages of flavorful 80% lean Angus ground beef chuck for $3.99 each, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.